anything that depends on the collectivity, on tradition, on dogma, on ideology, is bound to be against the individual, and the individual is the only reality. The collective is only a word. You never come across the society. You always come across the individual. You never come across humanity. You always come across human beings. You never come across love. You always come across two lovers. You come across loving, but never across love. But we have been conditioned to live with the abstractions, the society, the humanity, the love, the God. These are all abstractions, empty concepts with no concrete reality behind them. The Upanishad is very realistic, very pragmatic. It is communion from heart to heart. That's the meaning of the Upanishad. A very strange meaning, sitting by the side of a master. Just sitting by the side of a master. And then something transpires. Something like a flame jumps from the heart of the master to the heart of the disciple. The master has come home. The master has experienced the truth. The disciple is seeking. But the seeker has to be silent, utterly silent. It is not a question of asking questions, because the ultimate questions can neither be asked nor answered. They are only transmitted without asking, without answering. That transmission beyond words is the meaning of the word Upanishad. And before we enter in these sutras of Mandukya Upanishad, this has to be understood. My whole effort here is to revive the spirit of the Upanishads again. You all sitting in silence with me. This pause, this rest, this relaxed attitude, this silence in which all dualities disappear. I am not here, you are not there, but something pervades, permeates, overwhelms. That overwhelming experience is contained in these sutras. This Mangal Sutra, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते, पूर्णश पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते can be said to contain the whole approach, the vision. That means the beyond, the invisible. This means the within, the visible. That means the hidden. This means the manifest. That means the infinite. This means the finite. That is the whole, of course. But the insistence of the Upanishads is this too is the whole. One is not supposed to renounce life. Renunciation is against the spirit of the Upanishads. The Upanishadic seers were not renunciates. They had not escaped away from life. Because where you can escape, wherever you will go, you will be in the whole. As much as you are here in the whole. The marketplace and the monastery, both are part of the whole. To be with your wife, your husband, your children, your friends is as sacred, as holy as to go to the Himalayas and to live in a cave in absolute solitariness. Both belong to the same existence. It is Jainism and Buddhism and their emphasis on renunciation that destroyed the Upanishadic flight. The flight from this to that, the flight of the part to the whole. Jainism and Buddhism are rooted in renunciation. They are life negative. They are against life. Their attitude is that of condemnation. This is wrong and that is right. Leave this for that. If you want to attain to that, then you have to renounce this. And the Upanishad says, Purnamadah. Purnamidam, Purnat Purnamudachyate. That is the whole. This is the whole. There is no difference at all. It is one reality.